And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar.
And we welcome back Jody Horn-Leschinski, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division. And Jody, I know so much is going on in Broward County.
There is so much. And you know, school is out. So something that we want to do is to keep our kids involved. And what better than to inspire them with the arts? And there are so many arts camps that are going on throughout the county. And, you know, maybe they'll find their inner Picasso or Meryl Streep, or maybe just or maybe they'll just have some fun.
Yeah.
So we put together this really long list of what is available. It's on our website. It's on broward.org/arts. And you could see the complete listing there. But just a couple of places would be like the Performing Arts Summer Conservatory at the Inside Out Theater, or a Photo Fun Summer Camp at JMJ Photography Studios, Gotta Dance at South Florida Ballet Theater. So there's so many choices to pick up.
What a great service for our South Florida listeners.
Well, thank you. So Broward Cultural Division is embarking on a year-long celebration of Broward County Centennial. And I think we've mentioned this before. It's called Broward 100, Celebrating the Art of Community. And Ed, we are inviting your listeners to help us name the grand finale. And this will take place in October, the first weekend in October of 2015. So we have a whole year. But what we'd like your listeners to do is to go to broward100.org, and there's a one-question survey, and give us a suggestion for the name of this event. It's going to be a big event that will eventually morph into an annual signature event that includes the arts, performing arts, inside buildings, outside buildings. So it's a big event. So we want to hear from your listeners.
Good luck.
Thank you. So Broward Cultural Division also produces a cultural directory. It's an online listing of almost 700 local, regional, and national cultural organizations. And all the organizations are listed by their artistic discipline and also alphabetically within their discipline. And we need your listeners, if you're a cultural organization, to please review your listing, make sure it's correct, send us your corrections. And if you're a new cultural organization in Broward, please let us know so that we can get you listed. And you can send us an email at culturaldiv, that's culturaldiv, at broward.org. So the Bonnet House Museum and Gardens now has an easier way to access the historic estate. Last week, they reopened its south entrance, which includes a new pedestrian entrance, and it's located on Breakers Avenue. And this is the first phase of some other improvements to the property that will eventually include an educational amphitheater and an archaeological exhibit. And the new entrance will make this 35-acre green space much, much more accessible. Coming up this weekend, we've got a ton of events, and I'm going to just kind of whip through the listing here. In art, we have the Stonewall National Museum and Archives presenting the exhibit Days Without Sunshine, Anita Bryant's Anti-Gay Crusade, which includes items from the Stonewall Archives that chronicle the struggle for LGBT civil rights in Florida, alongside historic materials from the foundation and work of the organization SAVE. The exhibit runs through July 31st. This Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts, Expressions of Joy presents a ballet based on C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. You can be inspired by the work of artist Pablo Caño to create marionettes on Saturday at Family Fun Day at 3 p.m. at the Coral Springs Museum of Art. Family Fun Days are a great way to explore the museum and create art projects appropriate for kids age 3 and up with a parent or a guardian. The Hollywood Arts Park Experience, Colors of the Caribbean, is a musical celebration of Caribbean heritage featuring live music, dance, food, drinks, and kids' activities showcasing the diversity and richness of the island culture. There will be performances by Midnight from the U.S. Virgin Islands, Kevin Little from St. Vincent, Harmonic from Haiti, and the Lauderhill Steel Ensemble representing Trinidad and Tobago. This starts at 4 p.m. at the Arts Park at Young Circle in Hollywood. NSU's Museum of Art Fort Lauderdale presents Mind, Body, and Soul on Saturday at 2 p.m. by NSU alum Desalyn Ford. The program features an array of musical genres representing African American music culture, including original compositions and classical jazz performed by an ensemble of percussion, bass, and piano. There's a lot going on Saturday, because here's another one. Saturday at 8 p.m., South Florida Jazz presents the Christian McBride Trio at the Minniotchi Performing Arts Center on the campus of Nova Southeastern University. Grammy Award winner Christian McBride comes from the Ray Brown tradition of both the acoustic and electric basses. His trio features emerging stars, pianist Christian Sands, and drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. The City of Pembroke Pines Recreation and Culture Arts Department presents a free 10-week summer film festival for children beginning Saturday and continuing through August 16. This Saturday's film is Monsters University and begins at 10 a.m. at the River of Grass Arts Park in the Susan B. Katz Theater. This weekend, buy a ticket to Paradise to enjoy a musical tour around the country with the Fort Lauderdale Gay Men's Chorus. The concert takes place on Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 7 p.m. at the Museum of Art, Fort Lauderdale. Women in Jazz Fort Lauderdale presents the Amazing Music Women Ensemble on Saturday at 7 p.m. at ArtServe. The concert tells the stories of women in blues and jazz in America. Using historical overview, songs, photographs, and artwork, the one-hour presentation chronicles the lives of women who wrote and performed jazz music, including Gertrude Ma Rainey, Bessie Smith, Alberta Hunter, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Dinah Washington, and many more. If you would like more detailed cultural event information, please visit artscalendar.com, Broward County's complete guide to the arts. Never miss a thing. Get there.
A big thank you to Jody Horn-Leschinski, Assistant Director of the Broward Cultural Division. Have an arts-filled weekend, Jody.
Absolutely arts-filled. So much to do.
And before we go, let me mention Soul of Miami and Art is Life is Art present the River of Art 15 pop-up social Tuesday, June 17th, starting at 6:30. That's at Batch Gastro Pub, 30 Southwest 12th Street in Miami, bringing people and art together. It's a dynamic social networker and artist show. More info at river.lifeisartfest.org. And one more, Girls Power's Girls Choir of Miami features their second annual gospel brunch explosion Sunday, June 22nd, starting at 1 o'clock at Church of the Open Door, 6001 Northwest 8th Avenue in Miami. It's a fundraiser for the not-for-profit Girls Power. We'll rebroadcast South Florida Arts Beat tonight and every night at 7 o'clock, every Friday night, that is, on our WLRN Extra HD channel. You can tune in on your HD radio or go to our website at WLRN.org for more information. That's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Special thanks to our technical director today and our contributors, Dan Hudak, Norman Van Aken, and Jody Horn-Leschinski. Please call us with your comments, 305-995-2258. Fax us with your event information, 305-995-2221, or email it to us at info@WLRN.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.